second best point guard in the league last night.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
You said you watched a good portion of this game?
Yes, I did.
Are you rattled right now?
Yes, I am. Very much so.
Airing every day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
You need some big women or bacon?
I've already had bacon today.
Just need a big woman now? A
couple of big white girls would be all right, though.
Ladies, if you're out there.
Oh, they're out there.
And you're listening.
They're listening. Big white girls are always listening. I'd like to bake biscuits with you. You and me. Tonight. My place. That's what it's called when two big people make love. Baking biscuits.
On 1340 WKGN.
You just got all that dough under the covers. That heat starts to rise. Now, if you get two big girls, it's like baking a whole loaf of bread at that point. I never have been with two big girls at the same time. Definitely on the bucket list.
I mean, Damian Lillard was dropping threes last night. Hour two, kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. This batch of headlines brought to you by our friends, the McKinney Team, with Keller Williams. View their listings online, ZillowKnoxville.com. Give them a call, 865-548-8267. If you are in the market to buy or sell a home this spring or summer or fall or any time of year, do what I did. Trust the McKinney Team with Keller Williams, Cody McClure. Hour two headlines, collision course. Right now.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
The Phoenix Suns fired their stupid coach, Igor Kokoskov. Kokoskov.
A little Freudian slip by you.
What's his name?
I don't know. Climb Igor.
Kokoskov. Igor.
Climb Igor.
What is a Freudian slip?
I'll explain it to you later.
Well, anyway, they fired Igor Kokoskov. The Suns had planned to bring him back for a second season, especially after the team's stronger play in the late stages of the season. However, they did not. They fired him. He's been a well-respected tactician who becomes another victim of constant turnover in Phoenix, Woj says. It's like coaching the Browns.
Yeah. I mean, maybe would have said, in our bigger discussion from hour one, in terms of worst feelings as a fan, the championship window closing is up there. Number two, or hell, this might be number one. This might be bigger than the one I said. Number two might be just feeling like your franchise, your favorite team, is completely illiterate when it comes to successful practices of management. That they are just really, really bad at the way they are ran. The Phoenix Suns have had seven coaches in the last 8 years.
They're like the football version of the Browns and the basketball version of the Knicks.
Sure.
Even though they're a basketball
team. But I mean, the city of Phoenix. I would like to know the last time this has happened, when two of your franchises in the same city both fire their head coach after 1 year. The Arizona Cardinals just did the same thing. The Cardinals fired their coach after 1 year to go hire Cliff Kingsbury. Like, they don't have a plan.
No, it's not something you see happen very often.
Now, I don't know what the hell's going on with the Diamondbacks. I know they traded Paul Goldschmidt. I don't know if that was a smart trade in terms of rebuilding the farm system or whatever. I know Paul Goldschmidt is one of the five or six best players in the National League, and they gave him to St. Louis. Now, again, I don't know if they replenished their farm system, if they came out with some big-time prospects that are going to be great. Usually that's what happens in baseball. But I would know I'd be really sad if I was a Diamondbacks fan, because I don't want to think about the future. I'd rather be good now. So they trade Goldschmidt. The Cardinals are a train wreck. They go out and hire Cliff Kingsbury and maybe are going to draft Kyler Murray number one overall. And the Phoenix Suns continue to have like a good, promising young core that just never wins. And they can't have any stability because they keep firing all their coaches. They really don't deserve Zion Williamson. You don't deserve to have Zion if you are Phoenix. You really don't deserve Ja Morant either. hope they end up with Cam Reddish or RJ Barrett. I don't even know if Igor's any good. I'm just saying it seems like a dumb practice. It was dumb to hire him. He was Luka's coach overseas, which to me, when they hired him, was like, yeah, they're definitely going to draft Luka now, and they just want this guy because he is going to help mentor Luka. Then they drafted DeAndre Ayton, and I'm just like, what the hell are you doing? They just have never had a plan. They don't know what they're doing. Got to be a helpless feeling to just feel like your guys don't know what the hell they're doing. You got any more headlines?
Absolutely. Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s mother passed away yesterday. Brenda Jackson, the mother of Dale Jr. and I believe his sister as well. I can't remember his sister. Who's his sister? What was her name? Because Teresa was the stepmom. Anyway, Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s mother, Brenda Jackson, she died. Dale Earnhardt Jr. had a statement. I'm glad her suffering has ended. She can be at peace. She would be in tears of happiness over the words of support and remembrance she's been shown today. Our family appreciates it as well. She will live in our hearts forever. Very sad, but newsworthy.
How old is she?
She was fairly young, I think. She was born in 54, so she would have been in her 60s.
Did you say this was Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s
mother?
Mom? Okay.
Yes.
For some reason, I thought you said Dale Earnhardt's mother.
No.
I mean, I guess the reason would be you said
she'd
Dale
be like
Earnhardt 100. You just added a junior. Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if she's alive.
Carry on. My bad.
Nick Saban had a successful hip replacement, and he is resting comfortably. Hopes to get back to work soon.
I bet it drives him crazy being sidelined.
A guy like that?
Yeah.
A lunatic like him? Yeah. I would say so.
Someone who has been running 100 miles per hour for the last probably 50 years. At least. To be sidelined with a hip. Because I'd imagine the hip is probably the worst, one of the worst surgeries you can have. I mean, back's probably up there, neck's probably up there. But hip puts you on the sideline. You can't really get out and about.
Saw a lot of people making references to Derek Dooley's stool last night. Maybe Nick Saban can get him a stool. It's Nick Saban. He can do whatever he wants. Like, nobody's going to make fun of him on a stool.
I mean, if he sits on the stool, all of a sudden the stool would be really cool.
Yeah, you can't make fun of him on a stool.
He would not be a fool on a stool. He would be cool on a stool.
Sounds like a Cat in the Hat plot.
Because Alabama is scary like ghouls.
And it is full of incestual fools.
I'll allow it.
I do not like green eggs and ham. Luke Walton sexually...
Do
what?
Green eggs and ham. Did your school ever feed you those?
No.
Your school never made green eggs and ham?
But maybe they did. I don't think I ever bothered with that.
Cam, your school ever make green eggs and ham?
Green eggs are no...
Cam says yes.
...food that I'm interested in. I do not. I have never been a big fan of food coloring. That's something you should know about me.
You mean to tell me that young Cody McClure wasn't all about the green ketchup?
I did try the green ketchup. That was
and the purple and the blue. You're all about it.
I did try the green
ketchup. You're not going to come on here and lie to me in front of everybody that you didn't like the green ketchup.
I did try the green ketchup. And St. Patty's Day 2 years ago,
I did drink a green beer guy.
I drank a lot of green beer.
Come on. You don't have to fool anybody here.
There goes that narrative. I just thought I was afraid of food coloring. I don't know. It did creep me out as a kid, but then I had the green ketchup. I'd forgotten about the green ketchup. They need to bring that back.
No, they don't.
Oh, yeah. That was important.
No.
That was a big part of my childhood, I think.
I remember it was really cool when it first came out. And then I remember asking my mom, can we just go back to the red?
And it had like that spray, bottle with the short nozzle, you know?
Where I remember just saying, can we just go back to the red? I don't like this.
Did you ever, you know what I'm talking about, where it just squirts out kind of rapidly? It's got the really narrow nozzle where you can just like squirt it on the fries. Did you ever do that? Instead of doing the puddle of ketchup, just put it on the fries.
I mean, I love going to the diners that have the bottles that you can square. That's my favorite. I love spraying lines.
Yeah, spray lines.
Yeah.
Do you normally do ketchup that way with your fries?
If I have the bottle, I usually still just spray a little bit, mostly just. When I get the squeeze bottle, I just.
You ever think about how much ketchup goes to waste?
I think about it often.
My
mother yelled at me a lot about wasting ketchup.
I've always thought that ketchup is probably the most wasted food that we have. I mean, if you consider it a food, whatever.
It's probably not a bad hypothesis.
Plus, think about every fast food restaurant when you ask them for ketchup and they just give you a wad of ketchup and you just throw all those packets away.
You think you're going to save them, you put them in your desk, and then you're eventually like, come on, I'm not going to reuse this.
And then they're
you
in
go
the
clean
fridge.
Them out and just throw them away. Yeah.
You pull them out of the fridge like 6 months later and they're cold and got this goo
yep.
on them. And
yep.
Yeah,
we've all been there.
Oh, yeah.
And every now and then that will come in clutch. Like every now and then you're like, oh, man, my bottle just ran out. Damn it. And you're like, oh, wait. I got these packets. Now, I don't put my packets in the fridge. I put my packets in the drawer. I keep my... this might shock you. I prefer my ketchup room temperature. I don't want my ketchup in the fridge.
That does not shock me. But I'm not talking about the ketchup you save. I'm talking about all the ketchup in the fast food bags that never gets used.
Well, I'm
just thrown
saying,
in the dumpster.
I'm just saying, usually when I bring it home, I just dump it out. Then I'll usually try to save it. Like every now and then, like Chick-fil-A, I'll keep some barbecue
sauce
in my
drawer. But if you're eating in the car,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And you get too much ketchup, you just throw it away.
Although I will say, when you squeeze out all the ketchup and you realize you don't need to waste it, and you dip those last couple fries and just get as much ketchup as possible, it's a nice little treat.
Nothing better than a big fat crinkle cut fry with ketchup.
I mean, I disagree. I think there are a lot of things better than the big fat crinkle fry.
Not in terms of fries.
Ketchup.
Not in terms of fries, there's not.
Should we put that on a poll? Is there anything better than a big fat crinkle cut fry?
There are better things
than
life. A lot
of ketchup.
Casual sex. That's got to be one of them.
Hold on, buddy. We're not doing that anymore.
It's got to be one of them. But other than that, big fat crinkle cut fry, pretty good. Luke Walton sexually assaulted a woman, allegedly, sometime before he was named coach of the Lakers in April 2016.
And we call that an awkward transition. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Luke Walton lawsuit in terms of more bad things for Arizona?
Yes.
Were you thinking of the tie, like what Luke Walton's tie is to Arizona, or were you just...
Yeah, but I got it now. Okay. And that's, I think you do count it. And it's a very bad look, allegedly.
I mean, I guess they got the whole Sean Miller thing, too. Like, it's just not good to be in Arizona.
Yeah, if you're a sports fan in Arizona, I mean, not a good place. No. Is anything good about it?
The Hot Shots. They didn't even have a chance to go win the title because of the AAF going bankrupt.
Are the Diamondbacks any good?
You've got the number one pick.
Yeah.
That
you're probably going to spend on Kyler Murray, and everyone's going to be like, this is a weird decision.
People usually get excited about the first pick.
It is cool to have the number one pick. Now we'll see what they do with it in 2 days.
Are the Diamondbacks good? Can someone answer that for me?
They traded their best player, so I mean they're 12-11.
What about the? Do they have a hockey team, the Coyotes?
I haven't seen the Coyotes in the playoffs, so I'm guessing they're not in the playoffs.
Is that a real team?
Yeah.
Really?
Isn't it?
Might be the worst sports city right now.
Yeah, they were eliminated.
All things considered, well, yeah, the worst sports state, I guess. All things considered, I mean, they got to be in the conversation, right? Ben, did you find anything on the Diamondbacks?
Yeah, I told you they're 12-11, and the Coyotes were the ninth team in the West. They were the first team out of the playoffs.
Well, so mediocre. Got to be the worst city right now because the NFL team and the NBA team are the worst, the very worst.
At least they have some excitement though, right? I mean, you're looking around, you're like, hey, we got, like Ben said, the number one pick. Now I don't know if they're excited or not about the idea, the prospect of Kyler Murray. Would you be?
No.
Not as a just like a NFL quarterback.
Not as the guy who's going to change my program forever.
Right, you wouldn't look around and be like, hey, this is a good thing. Although maybe you would, although I don't know. Do people in Arizona watch college football? I mean, you got to throw that in there too. I mean, damn, they just haven't had anything really go their way. There was the whole Rich Rod got knocked for the sexual assault. Rich Rod had the really creepy sexual scandal. They fired him.
They bring in Kevin Sumlin.
They brought in Kevin Sumlin, and they had, Khalil Tate?
Khalil Tate, yeah.
Khalil Tate was supposed to win the Heisman this year, or at least be a Heisman contender, and they lost, like, their first three games, and Khalil Tate stunk. Not a good time to be an Arizona fan right now.
You got Herm Edwards.
If you're an Arizona State fan, you're like, yeah, those guys are losers. We're happy.
The thing is, though, Arizona has the women. So I think it's a rule that you can't have both, isn't it? Because Arizona and Arizona State are always known for partying and having beautiful women there.
Sure.
And, you know, it's kind of like the Ole Miss thing. They couldn't be good at sports, but they would always win the party. So I think you got to have one or the other. You don't get to pick both. You don't. At least you don't get to be elite in both.
So give me some of the details about what happened in this Luke Walton lawsuit.
Well, he's accused of sexual assault. The civil lawsuit, first reported by TMZ, alleges that Kelly Tennant, she's a former host on Spectrum Sportsnet LA, that's the Lakers regional sports network, she says she received an unwanted physical advance by Luke Walton at a Santa Monica hotel room.
This is from his time before he was hired with the Lakers, correct?
Yes, April 2016. It says that she had a working relationship with Luke Walton, stemming from his time as a guest analyst on Spectrum. So she met with him at the Casa del Mar Hotel to drop off a copy of her book, for which he provided the foreword, when he was in town on a road trip as an assistant coach with the Warriors. According to legal documents, he allegedly invited her to his room so they would not be seen together by any Warriors players. He then allegedly pinned her to the hotel bed and forcibly kissed and groped her.
Is that... I mean, first of all, like, that's his excuse to try to get her to the up to his room. That seems kind of weird in terms of, so my teams don't see me talking to, like, is she the enemy? Is this Mighty Ducks 2 where Coach Bombay's walking with the Iceland chick and he gets seen eating ice cream? And then the Bass Brothers are like, I saw you last night eating ice cream with the enemy. And then all of a sudden they didn't like Bombay. They thought he was selling them out just because there was this really, really beautiful Icelandic chick. Blonde hair, blue eyes, beautiful. And Bombay's like, hey, let's go get ice cream. And they're flirting. They're having a good time.
I've always had blue eyes. It's like Tormund.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you say blue eyes now, I'm going to say that.
Yeah, it's been a good quotable season for Tormund. It's a shame he's going to die in episode 3.
A gruesome death at
Winterfell. He is going to experience a very gruesome death.
Yeah.
But at least we'll remember him suckling from the teat of a giant.
She thought I was her baby. So what were you saying?
I was just saying Luke Walton, she says that he got her up to the room because he didn't want to be seen by the Warriors teammates, which to me just seems like a really weird starting place. And then she says that they get to the room and he forces her into a kiss and gropes her, holds her down on the bed.
It also alleges that in May of the next year that Luke Walton forced an aggressive hug and he made a lewd remark about her outfit at a charity event that the two attended.
He and his lawyers have strongly denied this and said they want to prove it in court. This is always one of those awkward sports radio conversations that you feel like you should talk about, and then you actually start talking about it, and you're like, what angle can we take on this that hasn't been taken? What is a normal angle to take on this? And you're like, well, you can say, we got to wait till all the facts come out, and then we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, it's always hard to have an interesting conversation about these stories because you just got to kind of wait and see, right?
I thought we did the best we could with the Mighty Ducks 2 reference, getting ice cream with the enemy.
Good job by you on that.
And then you dropping in with the Tormund, I've always had blue eyes. Very relatable. People get that reference.
Absolutely. Yeah. At least, you know, cool people.
The radio is all about giving references people can understand.
Yeah, got to be relatable.
I've always had blue eyes. I mean, weird scene. I thought it was a weird scene when it happened. Like, I don't feel like you should be going for comedy there whenever you're looking for the White Walkers, and there's a kid disemboweled up on the dismembered, I guess, up on the wall.
He said that before he knew the kid was dismembered.
Yeah, but still, you knew that scene was coming, I guess. It was
still kind of a scary scene.
Yeah, it was still supposed to be dark, scary, and are we going to find the White Walkers here? And then he's here dropping jokes.
Yeah.
I thought it was really weird for, what's that guy's name? Is it Ed? What's that guy's name?
Dolores Ed.
Is that his name?
Yeah. Oh.
I thought it was weird that he was like, he's got blue eyes. Like, that's the first thing you say when you see a White Walker.
I mean, it's just a little comic relief.
I just thought it was a weird time to
Game of Thrones has its comedy. We're not going to get any comedy next week.
No more.
We're going to look back and appreciate these first two
episodes.
We're
going to really miss the guys when they all die next episode.
Well, we'll appreciate the last episode.
Sure.
Yeah, because everybody's just going to die.
What were you going to say?
I made a bracket last night.
You made a bracket?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of bracket?
Of Game of Thrones characters, and I seeded all of them.
Oh, yeah?
That are still alive.
Also, just the ones that are alive.
And I just did a bracket.
How many are?
Yeah,
many
if you did, I was going to do all of them, but that would have been, there's so many people, dead characters you don't even think about.
So, just to recap, we don't have any topics in the hat, but we have your Game of Thrones characters seeded.
I could put that in the hat.
Sure.
I'll get us three hat topics during the break.
What, how many characters are even alive?
34 that I counted that matter. So I did a 32 person bracket with two play-in games.
Huh. Who got relegated to play-in duty?
Hot Pie and it was Hot Pie, Mira Reed, you know Mira, who mm-hmm. helped Bran, mm-hmm. Lyanna Mormont.
Do we know she's still alive? Do we know her and Hot Pie are still alive?
We assume.
We never seen them die, I guess. Assume.
And there's probably like a few characters I didn't include that are like just sure. not hardly existent. And then Robin Aaron and Lyanna Mormont.
Okay.
And some would say Lyanna Mormont deserves higher than an 8 seed, but when you look at the characters left, she does not. Mm-hmm. So I just did like my own little tournament.
I probably would have put Samwell's kid in there in the playing game.
I did not put him in
there. Okay, he didn't make the tournament. He's in the NIT?
No, there's no babies. Okay. There's no
he's like three
dragons.
Now. I don't know if you saw at the end when they were laying in bed together.
Yeah, that's true. He is. There's no toddlers, babies, or dragons.
Toddlers.
No dragons.
Toddlers is such a funny.
No dire wolves. It's just, adult characters, humans, or people that have lines in the movie, or in the show. It's
a TV show.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Although there's four movies.
Four
left.
Movies coming up, yeah.
Which is kind of crazy if you think about it. I'd rather watch four movies back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back weeks.
I'm very excited to see what happens.
Yeah, you wouldn't give up sex for it.
You know, can you guess my one seeds?
John.
John's a one seed.
Danny.
Danny's a one seed.
Cersei.
Cersei's a one seed.
Tyrion.
Tyrion's a one seed. Pretty good. So you're saying I seeded them properly?
Yeah.
There was some debate about whether to make Arya a one seed. But she was relegated to
a two-seed. I feel like Arya, Sansa, Jaime, and who's your other two-seed?
The Night King.
The Night King. Ooh, I didn't think about him. He might need to be a one-seed.
Those are my two-seeds. Which relegates...
Two-seeds might be better than the one-seeds.
This
might be a Final Four with all two-seeds.
My Elite Eight is pretty top-heavy.
Yeah.
Bran was relegated to a three-seed. Which seemed low for him, but I couldn't have him as a two.
I think many people would say it's too high for Brent.
Can you guess my threes?
I mean, I couldn't even guess the last two. Is Davos a three?
No.
Okay. Then no, I can't.
I don't remember my threes.
Okay.
I think Brienne of Tarth was one.
Brienne, Tormund, maybe. No, probably Tormund, not even Tormund.
Brienne, Bran. Yeah, I don't remember.
Okay, so you can't even guess your
maybe
three
seed. Maybe Jorah, and I think Jorah.
Jorah probably deserved a three seed. He's been there since season one.
Sam was my other three seed. Is that too high for Sam?
Seems a little high. My snap reaction is a little too high.
Sam's
although he's been, since season one.
He's grown.
Why do you always try to make everything about Game of Thrones?
I don't know. It's something I enjoy talking about.
I was
trying to get away from Luke Walton's sexual assault.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if the Arizona being a really bad sports state was a good topic to do in Knoxville. I don't know, but I just didn't really feel like talking about Tennessee football. I guess we can do a little Tennessee basketball segment next. You want to do that?
Is there football to talk about?
Not for me. Like, I'm still not focused. I don't know if I'm on the wrong side of the fan base right now? I don't know. Is the fan base starting to think about football yet? I mean, I'm not.
I'm not either, but I wonder if it's just you guys wearing on me.
Yeah, Beachnut texted me or tweeted me. He didn't text me. Beachnut does not have my phone number.
Beachnut?
Yeah, I'm trying to find the numbers. It was Beachnut, like 16, 42, 64, 867.
You could just say some guy.
Beachnut replied to my podcast tweet yesterday saying that we don't even talk sports.
Oh,
except the NBA.
Really?
And I was just like, well, buddy, like, it's the only sport really going right now. I mean, I opened the show with 30 minutes of NHL Nashville talk. So he might be on the wrong side, you know, desperately wanting us to talk about the football team, but my interest just isn't there yet. We can do a little basketball segment next, though. There was some Rick Barnes news and a Josiah James. Not update, but just a look ahead for Josiah James. Grant Williams had some Game of Thrones theories you might be interested in. I'll give you those.
Compelling and rich. Oh, that's perfect. We can knock out Game of Thrones while also talking Tennessee basketball.
I'll tickle you a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get you happy.
That's perfect.
Stick with us to talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Money your way. Back on the program. All right, I got a little bit of Tennessee basketball to talk. We got Rick Barnes, an update from him, or about him, I guess, and maybe how the UCLA thing went down a little clearer. We got Josiah James. And we got Grant Williams' Game of Thrones theories. We're getting the Grant Williams' Game of Thrones theories last, so don't ask for those yet. Are you more interested in Rick Barnes and UCLA, or are you over that? Do you care about Rick Barnes and a UCLA update?
What are the other options?
As I just said, it was Rick Barnes, UCLA, Josiah James.
I'd rather hear the Rick Barnes, UCLA update than Josiah James.
Well, Seth Davis wrote yesterday for The Athletic that Rick Barnes called UCLA first.
I saw that on Twitter yesterday.
Do you care about that?
It doesn't change anything. I mean, I feel the same way about Barnes as I first did when I heard about the UCLA news.
To me, it was it's something that caught you by surprise, but then it's not worth, like, reopening the Band-Aid, right? It's not worth getting mad about it again out of nowhere. It's not worth going through the same range of emotions. If Rick Barnes was the one that reached out to UCLA, then I would think that Rick Barnes played Tennessee pretty good. Came out of here with got some new interest, generated interest for himself, and got a big raise.
When he first made his comments about it, we knew he wanted to leave. Now we know even further he wanted to leave. It's the same thing. It's just kind of in our face again. But there's no need to get mad over it again. Might as well just be as mad as you already were. If you are mad. I was kind of mad.
To me, if he reached out first, it almost makes me think it was more likely that he just wanted to race. Now, Rick, he does come out and say, hey, I was going to leave if the buyout would have worked. But I don't know if Rick Barnes, I mean, I guess he wanted the job. Do you think he wanted the job from the get-go? Or do you think he looked and said, hey, I need somebody to come try to hire me. That way I can get a bigger commitment from the university. Because I don't know if Rick Barnes would have got a raise that would have paid him, you know, third biggest money in the country.
I think the guy just wanted to leave.
You think he just wanted to leave?
But he came out and said that he would have been the coach at UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
So that to me means that he legitimately wanted to leave.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And I just wish I knew why. That's the only thing that really truly bothers me about it.
I just want to know why, Rick.
I want to know why he wanted to leave.
Why don't you like us no more, man?
Right. That's what I'd really like to know.
I mean, is the allure of UCLA like that still? I mean, it might be. Says he loves John Wooden. Maybe he's just like, hey, I've always wanted to be the coach at UCLA. It'd be cool.
The thing that I assume, I guess I always think the worst, but I assume he's just not happy here in our city, and I wonder why not.
Is it us?
Why does it?
Are we annoying?
Probably.
Do the fans just get on his nerves? I feel like we've been pretty nice to Rick.
I think we're pretty annoying. But we're supportive, aren't we?
I think so.
I don't know. I think a lot of people probably turn pretty quick. We're a little damaged.
Oh, we're damaged for sure. I don't think we're possibly a little damaged. I'd say we're damaged.
We're a little crazy.
We are.
We're like, we're not send you 159,000 texts crazy, but we're a little crazy. See the update on that woman?
No.
She said she can't believe she's in jail over some texts.
I mean, is she in jail over the text or the whole breaking into his, you know, house and getting in the bathtub with the knife?
Yeah. She was something else. I love the updates on her. I hope we get to follow her forever.
She needs her own reality show.
Until she kills somebody.
In the day where we get a reality show from everybody.
Yeah, why can't she get one?
Let's at least put some cameras in and put her on Scared Straight.
Like, if we're going to follow people just living in a house together, like, if Big Brother can work, don't you think that her life can work?
I mean, at the very least, we could put her on Big Brother, right?
Yeah, okay.
Like, at the very least, we can let that woman out of jail. Of course, we're talking about the woman who was arrested for going on one date with a guy and sending out, what, 150,000 text messages to him?
Like, 159,000 text messages.
I guarantee you, young Ben Lee, that man, when he got home from that day, was like, you know what? Casual sex, canceled.
He could have had it. He
could have had it. No more meeting people on social media. No more meeting people on dating apps. Nope, it's canceled. Gotta find me a queen and settle down.
That poor guy, she ruined him. He'll never go on Tinder again.
Nope.
Or any dating app, whatever he was on.
Keep that in mind, Cam. As you head to Nashville to do whatever. As you sit over here swiping on your dating app, just keep that in mind.
Just stick to Bumble. They're more normal. You can find a relationship from Bumble.
So the Rick Barnes thing doesn't change anything for you?
No.
I don't think it does for me either.
I really don't. It doesn't. The update doesn't change anything, but the original news changed.
Sure. But the update that he called first, doesn't do anything for me either.
I don't buy his whatever anymore is what it changed for me.
Sure.
I'm not going to say I don't like him. I like him just fine, and I hope he succeeds here, and I like having a consistent program and all that, but I'm not buying his whole shtick anymore.
You want to hear Grant's Game of Thrones theory now?
Yes, I would like to hear that.
Probably wrong, but theory. Bran is the Lord of Light. That's why he can see the past. He is what lights the world and keeps the history. The Night King can always see Bran because darkness can always shadow light, and in order to create an eternal darkness, he must destroy the light.
That is interesting because the Night King's goal is to have a night that never ends.
Right. He just wants it to always be winter.
He wants the long night to never end.
Yeah.
That's what he wants. So maybe he has to destroy Bran for that to happen. That's an interesting theory. Because the Lord of Light has been a big part of the show, but we have no idea what he is or why he's a part of the show. The Lord of Light had the power to bring Jon Snow back. He had the power to bring back Beric Dondarrion 19 times. And you know Melisandre is still going to make an appearance. So maybe. I can get behind that Grant Williams theory. Grant Williams, smart guy.
His second theory was just that Tyrion is a Targaryen. It says every mother has died giving birth to a Targaryen. When he killed Tywin, he said, "You're no son of mine." And Tyrion was able to face off with the dragons alone when Daenerys went missing. And he stands between Daenerys and Jon at the end of episode 2.
Yeah, there's some evidence to support Tyrion as a Targaryen.
Yeah.
But that's a more common theory.
Yeah.
Did Dany's mother die, or did How did Danny's mother die?
I don't know.
I didn't know she died giving birth.
I didn't either.
Well, Danny was the last baby, so it would have been giving birth to her, right?
I mean, her and the other, you know, her and her two brothers are full brothers, right? I mean, those are
Viserys and Rhaegar.
I always assumed they were full brothers.
Yeah, but Danny's the youngest.
Right, I'm just saying.
So did her mother die?
Wait, who's older between Daenerys and Tyrion? I would think Tyrion's older, right? Tyrion looks way older.
Yeah, Tyrion's older. I mean, they don't have the same mother,
though. They don't have the same mother, yeah, you're right. No. They wouldn't.
No, because Tyrion's father would be Aegon Targaryen, Danny's father.
Yeah, the Mad King.
Oh, so Tyrion and Danny would have the same father, but Aegon hooked up with Joanna Lannister.
Yeah.
Who was Tyrion's mother.
Yeah.
So they would have the same father. Mm-hmm. So Danny would be Tyrion's sister.
And his mom
in that scenario.
I don't know. I still feel like we have enough time for that one. I don't feel the need. I don't see the need for that one.
For that whole storyline?
Yeah.
That whole theory?
Yeah.
I mean, something's got to happen with Tyrion. I refuse to believe.
We're not going through you going more.
What?
We don't need more talk about what's going to happen with Tyrion. I presented the theories. You're not making this Game of Thrones hour.
I refuse to believe Tyrion dies without something else.
We did a podcast yesterday. You can listen to it after Talk Sports is over. We have both tweeted out the link. We talked for about 40 minutes. Went for a long time. It was a good conversation.
We did, and it's worth checking out.
We'll give you the Josiah James kind of update. We got another movie from Cam he's got to get to. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. You care at all about Josiah James yet?
Absolutely.
You shook your head no while saying absolutely. What does that mean?
Absolutely I care about Josiah James.
You did it again.
I don't know. Anytime we talk about kids who aren't even in college yet, it's just...
It's not that big of a deal.
I don't care about the... I hate recruiting. I've stood by that for many years now.
It's not that big. I mean, it's just... I know if it'd make you excited... I don't know if it'd excite you to say that he was projected to go 20th next year in the draft already. Like, I don't do anything for you. Do you care that he's supposed to be a one-and-done first-round pick, like top 20 pick? Do you care?
He's as good of an NBA player right now as Grant Williams would be, basically, is what that says.
That's what it's saying. That doesn't mean he's going to be as good of a college player as him.
No, absolutely not. But athleticism and talent – is on a higher level or equivalent, so.
So do you care or no? Because
yes.
ESPN Plus, which I pay for because I support journalism, put out their 2020 mock draft already for next year. And, yeah, Josiah James showed up at number 20.
So Josiah James, I mean, he's obviously an elite level guard. One of the best in the country. We're getting a Kentucky type player in him.
Well,
right?
I mean,
he's supposed to be a blue chip, 5-star.
Top 20 isn't the same to me as a blue chip. I don't know. Am I being too tough on that? Because to me, the blue chip's like this like Greg Anthony's son who just committed to North Carolina, the number 2 prospect in the country, Cole Anthony. Who went to Oak Hill. To me, that's a blue chipper. That's the type of, quote, Kentucky player. Now, granted, Kentucky hasn't really had many of those guys lately, but...
I think in basketball, like, the blue chippers are the lottery picks.
And I wouldn't even say that.
Really?
To me, I wouldn't even go as far as lottery.
Like 10?
I guess it depends on the draft, because, I mean, if it's a really good top-heavy class, and, you know, sure, maybe 9 and 10 are blue chippers. I mean, I don't know. I feel like by the time you get to 13 or 14, I'm not really looking at you as you were necessarily a stud. I mean, I don't know. Do you feel like Tobias was a stud in college? I mean, I thought Tobias was really good.
Yeah, I mean.
But I didn't come away thinking that Tobias Harris was what I would consider a blue chipper. To me, that's a top 6, top 7 guy. Maybe I'm being too tough on my grading there.
Where,
I don't know.
Where's Josiah James in the recruiting rankings?
I think he's around top 20, I think.
Okay, so he's...
Josiah's not a top 10 guy.
So he's projected about – I thought when you said top 20, you just meant with the that draft projection.
No, I mean, this. I mean, the draft projection will take into account, like, the number one pick is James Wiseman. He's a freshman. He's in this class. I mean, he's the number one player in this class.
Well, yeah, of course.
But then, like, Anthony Edwards, who has been at Gonzaga.
Well, I thought he was, like, a top 10. He was a top 10 prospect in his class.
Josiah is number 17 in the country.
Yeah, okay. So he's not really a Kentucky level.
Anthony Edwards has not been at Gonzaga yet, right? He is also – yeah, no, he is a he's an upcoming freshman, right? I don't remember him from Gonzaga, so I guess he would be a one-and-done as well. Like, Cole Anthony, this guy's a number three pick. I'm trying to look to see who is – who would be coming out of school. I guess Trey Jones right here. That's the first sophomore that I can say with certainty as a sophomore. Yeah, because Anthony Edwards is – and I meant Georgia. I'm an idiot. Georgia. The guy from that was committed to Georgia.
Georgia.
The 6'3 guard. I just wasn't expecting to see Georgia there. I forgot that they're going to be good. So, yeah, Josiah comes in at 20th. On 247 right now, he's projected to be the 17th best player in the class. So you put in a couple of sophomores ahead of him. That makes sense.
Do you know anything about this Cone guy who we're trying to reclassify, who's like 14 years old, who we're going to need to play point next year?
I know that he's a junior. I know that Rick Barnes is scheduling or either scheduled or is scheduling an in-home visit with him.
He's a four-star prospect, right?
He is.
83rd nationally on 247.
Jalen Cone?
Yeah.
I
think that's with his class.
I don't think he would like be a – he wouldn't be like a one-and-done guy or anything like that. That's somebody you would have for at least 2 years, I would assume.
The only thing I care about is...
I guess if he came in was a one-and-done, you'd say, well, it's gone really, really well, I guess.
Is there a way that we can be a tournament team next year with the roster that we're going to have?
I mean, everyone would say for sure yes if... Grant Williams came back, obviously.
I'm assuming he's not coming back.
I don't think he is coming back either.
My assumption is that he's not. So I'm talking about with these young guys. The guys that we bring back would be Bowden, Lamonte, and then adding these two. I mean, we would have to be a guard-heavy team, right?
I don't know. The bubble was so weak this year that I would think it'd be hard to be competent next year and not make the tournament. But that's just based off of last year's bubble, like where you had Texas, who was basically right at 500, being in the conversation for the bubble all year long, and they, like I said, were basically 500 the entire year.
Yeah, essentially, we're just going to be relying on a lot of new guys, and
yeah, I mean that could be really tough.
And who do we have inside?
You hope DJ Burns can play. I mean, that's the hope, right?
I mean, you bring him in at power forward, and then who do you have? Do we have any, like, center-type player?
You got Big John Fulkerson.
I mean, he's going to be the guy. He's going to be our Kyle Alexander next year?
Yep.
We're going to get beat on the glass a lot.
I mean, we haven't really seen any updates from Kerry Blackshear, right? I mean, have we? I know Kentucky's recruiting him, which that obviously makes sense. And if I'm Kerry Blackshear, I'm looking and I'm saying, you know, he's the
Virginia Tech,
really good guy from Virginia Tech. He's the top grad transfer on the market. If I'm him, I look and say, man, yeah, Reed Travis was really good for Calipari. Seems like that went really well for him.
All I know is that we recruited him when he was in high school. We offered him. And if he's looking at a place who, I mean, position of need, he can fit right in at Tennessee.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll start.
You could.
Probably.
Not only fit right in, could you sell him on being the go-to guy? Is he not the best player on the team if he commits?
Yes. I think so.
I don't think you could sell that. Maybe I don't think you could sell that at Kentucky. Maybe you could, because I guess they're going through a lot of roster turnover too. Just looking at this draft right here, though, Ben, looking at like the mock draft, like number 13, which is still in the lottery, is Keldon Johnson. I don't really consider him a blue chipper. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really consider him to be that type of elite prospect. Like, I don't think that – it wasn't like he put Kentucky on his back at all. Kevin Porter Jr. at USC didn't really do anything. Romeo Langford at Indiana was good, but didn't raise the team at all. Man, I get it ties back into what I'm talking about in hour one. The most depressing thing is when that window closes. The more we talk about it, the more I feel like this window closes on Tennessee basketball.
Well, that was fun while it lasted.
I hope I'm wrong. It'd be nice to be wrong. It'd be nice to have this, you know, extend and, you know, go further. The more we talk about it, and the more you actually start looking around, and you're like, man, I hope we can get Kerry Blackshear, and you don't think it's going to happen. You start looking around like, yeah, Josiah could be good. He could be a blue chipper. Could take this high school junior and turn him into a really good point guard. It gets a little depressing. I'm worried that our window slam shut. How would you grade that?
Is that a window creaking?
It sounded more like a door shutting, huh?
Can you do it again? That sounded like a cow that just got hit by a truck. That sounded like a cow getting hit by a train. I don't think you changed it. The first one, I think, was the best.
Yeah, but I mean,
because that sounded like a creaking window in the wind.
Here's the thing that you haven't figured out about me in 2 years is that my impressions are they're very few and far between, and they get worse as you call upon them. Like, I have to just sneak one on you with ultimate confidence, but then when you call for it back, it gets worse and worse. That's the thing about my impressions.
Well, let's stick with the first one then.
I can't recreate it.
Okay.
Would you like to
try?
We'll
always have the audio of it.
Yeah.
You know, on the podcast. And
the whole process is probably what it sounded like whenever you had to run that cow over with the tractor like 8 times.
Yeah, it was similar.
And the people who are... That's a window being butchered.
And then me sobbing in the back.
I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to stab him again.
Disability.